The world remembers American tech pioneer Steve Jobs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. People around the globe are paying tribute to the man who led Apple to be one of the most successful companies in the world. Steve Jobs died yesterday at the age of 56, and news of his death has people reflecting on his contributions. Walt Mossberg is personal technology columnist for The Wall Street Journal. He's written a lot about Jobs over the years, and he's with us now from suburban Washington. Walt, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Aside from the obvious, what are we talking about years from now as far as Steve Jobs is concerned?
I think his work and his philosophy will be studied for decades and decades and decades. Some years ago when he did a joint interview with Bill Gates at a conference that I run, the video of that interview was used and continues to be used in business schools. And, I think he is a historic figure. And just like people study Ford or Edison, they'll be studying Steve Jobs.
That was the All Things D conference, right?
Right.
Yeah. We hear a lot about his charisma and his personality. He had a fiery personality is what some people would describe. Did you get that sense from him?
He could be very soft in speaking and funny and gentle. He could also be tough and rude and blunt. And he used both of those personas to advantage whenever one was called for and not the other.
He would call you at home and discuss some of the columns you'd written about Apple, right?
Well, he would call me at home and discuss different things. But some of the calls were him wanting to make what he called comments about some of the columns. He wasn't the only CEO that called me to complain, but he had a particular way of doing it. I always knew he was calling to complain and not calling for some other reason, because he would start the call by saying, "Now, Walt, I'm not calling to complain." And that basically meant he was calling to complain.
Walt Mossberg from The Wall Street Journal. Walt, thank you so much.
I'm happy to have been able to do it.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are higher right now by a little bit. The NASDAQ up about 0.2%. The S&P up 0.25%. The Dow higher now by 12 points, 10,952. Global shares are higher at the moment as well. Many of the nation's retailers are reporting strong revenues for September, helped by big back-to-school shopping frenzies. More people filed for weekly unemployment benefits last week. That number went back above 400,000.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plans to businesses for more than 60 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
We heard this week that Apple no longer holds the title of the company with the most cash. China Mobile has amassed $50 billion, almost double that of Apple. So that's got me wondering what a company does with $50 billion. I asked Marketplace senior editor and resident explainer Patty Hirsch to come in and talk to us about it. Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Where do they put all this money? I mean, is it stacked up in some vault or in a Swiss bank somewhere?
Yeah. Well, first off, Steve, and I'm sorry to disappoint you about this because you seem really excited about that Swiss bank thing.
I was, actually, yeah.
Most of the cash that companies hold isn't cash at all.
Okay. So what do you mean? No piles of neatly stacked $100 bills?
Well, maybe no more than a briefcase or two. You see, when reporters refer to a company's cash, they're reading from a section in the annual reports that's headed Cash and Cash Equivalents. Right, and those equivalents are things that are very liquid, that is to say, very easily converted into cash, so easily, in fact, that they may as well be cash.
But it's not cash.
No. It kind of helps to think about this like a human body, right? A human body needs fuel to operate, just like a company needs cash. But, you know, a human like me doesn't walk around with just a belly full of food all the time, right? We take that food and we convert it into different things, you know, say like fat under my skin or carbohydrate and protein in my muscles. Same with a company. It takes its money, okay, the cash that it earns, and then it creates reserves in the form of things like money market accounts and treasury bonds and corporate securities.
And when it starts operating?
Right, it can draw on those reserves just like a body does. So in the same way that my reserves convert to energy at different rates, so do a company's. When I start running, I might have like a belly full of pasta, okay?
Yeah.
And I burn that up really, really quickly. Instant energy, that's like the briefcases full of cash that we talked about.
Oh, okay.
You know, just like that, they convert. Next, my body is going to go for the carbohydrate in the muscles, another very quick source of energy in a company that's kind of like a money market fund. One really quick phone call and it's cash, you know, bada bing, you got your money in the bank. After that, my body starts to go for the hard stuff, the fat and also the protein in my muscles. Okay, in a company, that's when it starts selling securities.
Ah.
That step takes a little bit longer.
Treasuries.
Yeah. In order to sell that stuff, you have to find a buyer. It's a phone call. It's pretty quick, but you've got to find someone on the other end to convert those things into cash and to get your money out.
So if you were going to describe, say, Apple, the computer company, as a human body, what would it look like?
Well, it looked pretty good, right? Apple's got $76 billion in cash equivalents, and marketable securities, so it looked pretty healthy. Great muscle tone, nice shiny skin, probably a nice layer of fat to keep their body warm, and maybe even a little bit of a pot belly there. And of course, with pure cash at $2.8 billion, that's a good solid meal in its gut, ready to burn up.
Patty Hirsch, senior editor, master of the Marketplace Whiteboard. Patty, thanks.
You're welcome.
And finally, as we remember Steve Jobs, I'm struck by a commencement address Jobs made to graduates over at Stanford University, not too far from Apple's Cupertino headquarters. The speech was from 2005, a year after being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart.
Seems Jobs never really forgot that. We have a timeline of those products Steve Jobs and Apple has brought us over the years at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
On Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, it's tough times getting by for a lot of writers, but not all of them.
I had several friends, computer science majors in particular, they were getting offered $35 an hour as summer interns before they even have their bachelor's degree.
I'm Tess Vigeland, riding the bus, talking the economy, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.